WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A pedestrian crossing Highway 21 West was struck and killed last night. Police have not released the identity of the man who was in the roadway near the Brazos County AgriLife Extension office around 9 p.m. Investigators say he was struck by one vehicle, then run over by a second. Alcohol is not believed to be a factor, and the drivers are cooperating with the investigation. Bryan police are looking for the same group of suspects involved in five robberies on Saturday night and a sixth from the night before. No one was injured, as up to three men are accused of the holdups between 9:40 and 11:30 Saturday night at two mobile home parks and three other locations around the city, and one around 3 a.m. Saturday at the Holiday Plaza Motel on South Texas. More information is online at WTAW.com. Bryan firefighters were called to four fires over the weekend.
Deputy Fire Marshal Gerald Burnett reported Saturday morning shortly before 5, a mobile home fire resulted in burns to one occupant and the deaths of four dogs. The fire in the Bel Air Mobile Home Park on Leonard Road was due to the man dozing off while smoking. The mobile home was destroyed. The man was rescued from the bedroom by his fiancée, who pulled him out of a window. Then just before 1 Saturday afternoon, Burnett said employees of Mid-South Banking in the Bryan Business Park off Harvey Mitchell Parkway spotted and put out a fire in an oven. Firefighters took care of the rest of the fire that had spread into ductwork. Sunday morning, just before 4 a.m., Burnett said fire destroyed one bar and damaged a neighboring bar at Highway 21 and MLK. Arson investigations are underway at the White House, which was declared a total loss, and the Green Hornet, where there was some damage. Burnett says no firefighters were injured in any of the calls. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The filing period is underway for next year's elections. Among the latest to announce is College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who will run for the Brazos County Commission seat currently held by Kenny Mallard. Also announcing is Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe. She's seeking her third full term. The filing deadline is December 14th. More than half the Bluebell employees furloughed earlier this year will be back at work by mid-December. That's when the company extends its distribution area following plant closures earlier this year due to listeria contamination. Spokesman Joe Robertson says 70 have returned to the home base in Brenham as work continues to prepare the home plant for test production.
We're making real good progress, but we can't confirm a date for that.
December 14th is the start of Bluebell returning products to store shelves to most of the remainder of Texas.
San Antonio, Corpus, the Valley, West Texas, East Texas, our Lufkin, and also Beaumont area.
Robertson says there's no timetable for returning more than the five flavors that are currently out of Bluebell. Twin brothers arrested by Bryan police in February for having a large quantity of illegal drugs and more than $9,000 in cash are back in jail. 22-year-old Deshaun and Sean Butler, who moved from a house on Brookside to Venice Street in the Siena subdivision off Old Reliance Road, are both being held on bonds of $250,000. The brothers were arrested last Friday, 2 days after officers pulled out of the Butler's street-side trash container trace amounts of ecstasy and marijuana stems. And according to their arrest report, both have admitted to selling and distributing illegal drugs. Investigators believe the ecstasy was sold and consumed at rave parties where the brothers work as DJs known as Foreign Twins. WTAW News Time is 6:09, 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or business owner, whether you're in Austin, Houston, or anywhere in between, when you need equipment that goes strong every day, you can always count on Supal Prater and John Deere. For more than 35 years, we've offered the complete line of John Deere tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding mowers, plus parts, service, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. Find your Supal Prater location and get great deals at cptractor.com. Supal Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds will be with us throughout the day. Some showers and even some thunderstorms will be popping up as the day goes on, high 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight. A few of the thunderstorms could be heavy, lows overnight 60 to 65. Showers and storms end tomorrow to become partly sunny, highs near 65. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Sunshine in the forecast for Wednesday with highs around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with high school football playoff advances. And there are several of them from the Brazos Valley that are making it to the next round. A&M football gets a win over the weekend. Dallas doesn't. And more coming up in sports. That should make Scott happy. And we'll do that for you about 6:50.
Of course it does. I'm just calling it. It's the Texans tonight.
What do you call it?
Texas got a win.
You think the Texans are going to knock off undefeated Cincinnati?
That's what I said. Cincinnati.
You're calling the shot.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't care. And that one girl kicked that other girl in the head.
Oh, broke her and hard.
Broke her jaw in three places.
Really?
Yep.
Is this just...
Speaking of calling your shots,
yeah.
She said that's exactly how it was going to go down.
Oh, is that right? Did she?
Well, yeah. She said that's how it could happen. She said she wouldn't let it happen, but then she let it happen.
Oh, okay. Well, they didn't touch gloves or something, right? There's something.
Ronda Rousey did not touch gloves.
Oh, well, there. I mean, come on.
Harumph.
Yeah. Is this...
Be nice. I wouldn't want her mad at me.
Is this just... So this can be a rematch that's bigger than Pacquiao and whatever?
Pretty much, yeah. There's a whole... But it's going
to There's a lot more hitting in this one than the Pacquiao.
Very true.
Yeah, that's true.
And they said this one could take up to a year for her jaw to heal.
Good night.
Well, then we got 50... Well, she can't talk when it's like that, right? That's gonna.
Well, you can. It doesn't sound very good.
She's not gonna be happy about that, is she? Yeah. Anyway, we didn't talk about the chances of rain, really. Chance of rain is probably going to get to be 60% by later on this afternoon.
Wow,
just so you know. Then tonight, some severe stuff, possibly 80% chance. Then tomorrow, just 100. That's all. Because you can't say 100% chance, right? So 100. And it's supposed to go down as we move on through the day. But winds gusting to about 25 miles an hour. And we'll see what happens. They supposedly have made some contingency plans around town in case that does happen. That's, again, most of it on Tuesday. And it's all out in New Mexico and Arizona right now, so we'll see. All right, let's see here. I'm supposed to start with something unusual. Oh, how about the... Massachusetts agency is letting a woman who belongs to the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster wear the colander on her head for her driver license picture after she cited her religious beliefs. Lindsay Miller. This is not the first time this has happened, nor will it be the last.
I kind of remember this.
I'm just kind of wondering why it doesn't happen more often. Lindsay says that she, quote, absolutely loves the history and story of the Pastafarians. Whose website says it has existed in secrecy for hundreds of years and just entered the mainstream back in 2005. Lindsay, for her part, says that wearing the spaghetti strainer allows her to express her beliefs, like other religious believers around the world do. Spokesperson for the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles says that policy does not permit head coverings or hats on license plates. But there are exceptions made for religious reasons.
Probably driver's licenses.
So my thought is that there'll be copycats now because of this?
Oh, I bet.
Do you think that we'll suddenly have a rash of Pastafarians out there?
It could happen.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You heard it here first.
We got a lot of information.
You know, for all the things people can believe in and the way it makes them behave in strange ways, wearing a colander on your head is not really as bad as a whole bunch of things you can think of.
Yeah, I just don't want anyone whispering to me after church. Garlic breath.
Garlic breath. Mozzarella. Parmesan. Marinara.
Green Teams welcomes the Wells Fargo Advisors to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Wells Fargo Advisors uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
6:15, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We start the week. It's November the 16th. This is day 320. Got 45 of them to go. Oh, boy. Wow. I woke up this morning, I saw this, and it just... Today is National Day for Tolerance.
Oh, good.
Shut up. Shut up.
Now, doesn't that mean that no one can be offended today about anything?
Don't care.
But, I mean, isn't this your opportunity to find somebody who you just really disagree with on something and then say, well, thus and so, and you can say that today because it's National Tolerance Day. Let's see how they do.
I'm not tolerant.
Okay. Well, nor will they be, possibly. Do you want to, like, have a T-shirt that says, I am not a part of International Tolerance, Day of Tolerance?
I would like that.
Yeah. It's National Fast Food Day.
Oh. Well.
Why does this just get a day? I don't understand.
Because too many more days and it'll kill you.
Aha. You think anybody's going to eat a long, leisurely prepared salad today on National Fast Food Day? Just to see if they can tolerate it.
Going against the grain.
Something. Tolerance Day. Have a party with your bear day if you happen to have one.
What?
Have a party with your bear.
Oh.
Okay. And it's Button Day. I'm going to go look that one up because I don't know what that is. Button Day.
Okay.
All right, you're on.
Amir Stoudemire, 33 years old from the Miami Heat. Oksana Bayul is 38 years old. Used to be a figure skater. Maggie Gyllenhaal is 38 years old as well. Martha Plimpton from Goonies is 45. Brian Abrams from Color Me Bad, 46 years old. Lisa Bonet is 48. That was Denise Huxtable on The Cosby Show. One of my favorites, Diana Krall, jazz singer, 51 years old. Married to Elvis Costello, of all people.
Yeah.
Proving anybody can get married. Dwight Gooden, 51 years old. Former baseball freak. Mark Hellenberger, 57 years old from CSI. Terry Labonte, race car driver, is 59. And David Leisure is 65. That was the Joe Isuzu guy who went on to be an Empty Nest.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Joe Isuzu?
Oh, sure. Absolutely, yeah. Shy Coltrane, 67. Button Day. The appeal of buttons is clear. They come in every shape, every color, every style, from pearly white shirt buttons to ornate Victorian affairs to cute fasteners shaped like insects and animals. Any outfit can be updated by adding the right buttons. Okay. Why today?
Why not?
Okay.
You ever have a button collection? A little bucket of buttons?
Well,
I mean, as a kid, that was how my mom sewed a lot. The family sews a lot.
Okay, see.
So we have buttons.
Right.
And I don't know, there was something about just sticking your hand down in a bucket of buttons. It's nice.
Bucket?
Oh, sure. I had a little tub, little Tupperware container. I had tiny hands as a kid.
Didn't take much of it.
No.
Well,
simple pleasures.
Well, and the thing is, though, my thought about buttons is that if you have, no matter how large the container, if they're all onesies, then you may have a problem. You know what I'm saying?
That's half the fun is hunting them out. You sort them by size, by color, by shape. Who knows?
Okay. Well, I mean,
all manner of buttons.
Well, yeah. It's a matter of, you know, it's okay. Like if it's on a men's dress shirt where the tie covers it, but if the buttons didn't match, the horror of that.
Well, that's why you have the collection.
Yeah. Well, again, now and were they compartmentalized? Kevin's going, what the hell are you people talking about? So, now, were they compartmentalized, or was it just a mash of them?
You're pushing my tolerance on this one, boys.
What do you call a group of buttons? What do you call that? I mean, is there, you know, like a herd of antelope? Is there some, you know...
A bucket.
Conglomeration
it's a bucket
of buttons.
He said it's a bucket of buttons.
Bucket of buttons. Did you ever pour them all out?
Yes.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. But you did it on a towel so you could, you know, bundle it up
real easily.
Funnel them back
killing
in.
Killing me, Alice. Killing me.
Yeah, two hole, four hole buttons.
Okay, yeah. But wait a minute. I mean,
we got the Forrest Gump
wood buttons.
Shrimp stew, shrimp sandwich.
Where would you come up with just one button, though? I mean, is it as you're taking your shirts in to the you know, to throw away? Do you cut the buttons off and save them? Is that the idea?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, it's just I don't know how you acquire buttons over time.
Right.
Is your mom still got some?
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
Have her take a picture.
I will send
them to
us. Oh, yes. By all means, let's put that on social media.
The Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. Show features the coach, questions from the floor as he joins the fans to talk some Aggie football. It's 7 o'clock, Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road each Tuesday night. Of course, you'll hear it all here on the Aggie Radio Network. But we'll see you at Rudy's each Tuesday at 7. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. Come and join us for 1 hour of all things Texas A&M football.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A new report released by the DEA blows the lid off Obama's claim that the U.S.-Mexico border is secure. Judicial Watch points out the DEA's 2015 National Drug Threat Assessment reveals that Mexican cartels are in a class of their own and that no other group can challenge them in the near future, making them the largest criminal threat to the U.S. The report says the cartels are, quote, controlling drug trafficking across the southern border and are moving to expand their share of U.S. illicit drug markets, particularly the heroin markets. The DEA also confirmed that major cartels are operating within the U.S., such as the Gulf Cartel and the Knights Templar. Now, someone needs to tell the president, hey, maybe it's time to build the wall, protect the kids from this country, from the drugs coming in.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you still have time to spruce up your home for the holidays at Blinds.com. They'll make it easy and affordable. Now, their U.S.-based design consultants will help you every step of the way, from selecting the right type and color to measuring to installing perfectly. And they have their sure-fit guarantee that even if you mismeasure, well, they'll make it right. So don't pay someone to do what Blinds.com makes so easy to do yourself. Go to Blinds.com today instead and get easy, affordable windows that you're going to love, and you'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to Geico.com. Geico.com.
Joining forces with the BVSO, two world-class vocalists, 250 members of the Brazos Valley Chorale, Texas A&M Century Singers, and Blinn Choir present one of the great classical masterpieces, Brahms' Requiem, on Sunday, November 22nd at 5 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The Paris terror attacks will likely lead to more public spending on police and the military. Analysts say experience suggests that such acts of terror don't derail economic trends in mature Western economies, although political issues raised can have longer-term economic consequences. Analysts say near-term there should be a small economic upswing, mostly by private consumption. Gold futures are higher this morning as investors bid up safety plays in the wake of the attacks. Gold is up a sharp 1%. Silver is up 1.2%. Apple will open its first retail store in Singapore, which will also be Southeast Asia's first to be powered solely by solar energy. A solar energy developer says it will provide the store with renewable energy by harnessing its system set up across 800 of the city's rooftops from January next year. The tech giant did not say when that store will open. Crude oil is trading at $41.46 a barrel on Wall Street, futures just slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
I know you've heard the IRS has the right to freeze your assets, garnish your wages. Good news is they can also give you a way out called the Fresh Start Initiative, a tax debt compromise program designed to save you serious money. Optima is the nation's leading tax resolution firm, over 300 professionals to help ensure you pay the minimum, not a penny more. Thousands call every month. You can call right now. Optima. That's Latin for cut me some slack.
Call 800-295-2867. 800-295-2867.
Optima Tax Relief.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. It's another stirring rendition of
Bet You Didn't Know.
Costco has an in-house promotion with $1.50 hot dogs and soda combos. It's so popular, Costco's around the country serve 100 million hot dogs a year.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
That's four times more hot dogs than all of the Major League Baseball stadiums combined. Big Bird almost died in space.
I'm going up and down Sesame Street.
Carol Spiney, the puppeteer who plays Big Bird, was invited to fly on the Challenger as Big Bird to get kids more interested in NASA. Costume wouldn't fit, so he couldn't go. Jimi Hendrix and Joe Pesci were in the same band back in the 1960s, although it was about 5 years apart. Early in both of their careers, they played guitar for a band called Joey D and the Starlanders. Did you know it's possible to be D-knighted in England?
For honor, for strength, and for courage. Arise, Sir Jason, Knight of the Order of the Marshal.
If you've committed a crime and are sentenced to at least 3 years in prison, the king or queen can de-knight you. Five people have been de-knighted in the past century. And finally, only 14 of the 47 U.S. vice presidents have gone on to be president. And only six of those 14 were elected to a second term. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They have a variety of jewelry for all customers, from fun fashion stuff that's literally a couple bucks to $30,000 diamond rings. They carry loose diamonds, so you can choose a diamond that best fits your situation, and they've got a jeweler on staff as well. Not to mention the fact they sell gold and silver bullion if you'd like to do some investing, and he'll take a look at your pieces too if it's something you'd like to get rid of or maybe even change. Maybe he'll buy it from you and just get something brand new. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, that is plural, or see him in person on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Morning at 6:27. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. It's a 20% chance of rain today, cloudy, and a high temperature. See if I can refresh the weather so we've got a current forecast. Ah, there we go. Okay. Look for a high temperature today of about 77. Chance of rain will increase as the day goes on to about 60%. Then tonight, 64 is our low, and we'll get up to 80% by the time we get to the overnights, and maybe some of those showers will be severe. As for Tuesday, severe thunderstorms as well. It's a 100% chance as we begin the day down to 40 by the end of the day. 47, kind of cooler on tomorrow night. And Wednesday, looking at a high at around 70. Lows will be 49. So the temps will be nice after we get this little bit of weather activity out of the way by Tuesday night. And right now the winds are out of the southeast at 6. 96% relative humidity, overcast skies. We've got 64.
This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Duncan Dining Center for the 32nd annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 Thanksgiving meals locally. Donations of food are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Sponsorship opportunities are also available. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special for your neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
When your energy level starts to dip during the day, there are a few techniques that can bring you right back up to where you started. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know, coming up.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel, where Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home? That's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi, or shop online, or give out your social security number at your doctor's office or the bank. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. At LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs to take what's yours. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, we have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all those breadcrumbs get messy. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do every day and feel better protected. Isn't it time to help protect yourself from someone eating your financial lunch? Plans start at $9.99 a month. Right now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS.
As the day wears on, your energy level can start to suffer. And there are some ways to recover that energy.
Probably everybody experiences some sort of midday slump. So instead of having that third or fourth cup of coffee or an energy drink, if instead we just go out and take a walk, particularly if it's a sunny day,
Joseph Cardillo, author of the book Body Intelligence.
We'll come back and we'll feel energized. The exercise gives us energy, the light gives us energy, and we get our vitamin D fix.
Something else that can reinvigorate and de-stress you is listening to white noise.
That you can download, say, from iTunes or other places, or get natural recordings of waterfalls or ocean waves. That'll give you the same effect. If you listen to white noise for 7 to 10 minutes, that will also de-stress you.
And if you want to de-stress and energize yourself ahead of time,
carry around a picture of a loved one. And before you're going into a meeting or before you're about to do something that you anticipate might stress you out, if you look at that photo, you'll become less susceptible. You'll become a little more bulletproof to the stress that that situation could cause for you. And if you're able to look at that photo during that meeting, it'll do the same thing. If you smile at the photo, it will amplify the effect.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who is term limited from seeking that post next year, has announced running for the Brazos County Commission. Berry, who was appointed last week to serve a two-year term on the Blinn College Board of Trustees, is seeking the commission post now held by Kenny Mallard. Another incumbent Brazos County official has announced they're seeking re-election. Tax assessor-collector Christy Rowe, who was appointed in 2007, is running for a third full term. The filing period, which began Saturday, continues through December 14th. Bryan police are investigating an accident that led to the death of a pedestrian last night around 9. Officers said a vehicle on Highway 21 West near the Brazos County AgriLife Extension office struck a male pedestrian who was run over by a second vehicle. Both drivers are cooperating with the investigation and alcohol is not believed to be a factor. The identity of the pedestrian is being withheld until next of kin can be notified. Two of four fires investigated by Bryan police this weekend are possible arsons.
Deputy Fire Marshal Gerald Burnett says fires were believed to have been set at neighboring bars at Highway 21 and MLK. Firefighters were initially sent to the White House, where the building's a total loss. While at the White House, Burnett said firefighters saw the door was open next door at the Green Hornet. That's when they discovered the other fire, which was put out before that building was destroyed. On Saturday morning, just before 5, firefighters went to the Bel Air Mobile Home Park on Leonard Road. Burnett says a man who was smoking in his bedroom dozed off. When the man woke up, he discovered his mattress was on fire and he could not get out of the bedroom. His fiancée, who was in the shower, was not able to get in the bedroom. Burnett says she went outside and pulled him out of a window. The man was treated at a local hospital and released. Four dogs died and the mobile home was destroyed. And Saturday afternoon, just before 1, Burnett said employees discovered a fire at Mid-South Baking in the Bryan Business Park off Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The employees used extinguishers to put out the fire in a convection oven, producing English muffins. Firefighters took care of the fire that spread into ductwork. Burnett says no firefighters were injured. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
At least three men are accused of 6 weekend robberies in Bryan. Police responded to the first of 5 armed robberies Saturday at 3 a.m. at the Holiday Plaza Motel on South Texas. The remaining 5 holdups, 4 of them involving guns, were Saturday night between 9:40 and 11:30. A total of 10 victims were not injured from 2 robberies at mobile home parks on Leonard and Fenfeather Roads, on Biddle Lane, on East Villa Maria, and on Esther Street. While those responsible have not been found, police reported recovering vehicles and other evidence. Suspect descriptions and additional information is online at WTAW.com. Last Friday's announcement by Bluebell of bringing back more furloughed employees only applies to distribution centers. Spokesman Joe Robertson says there's still no date for opening the Brenham plant for test production or adding more ice cream flavors.
We've got the 5 flavors out now, and they're working real hard on getting our geographical territory, and then we'll get new flavors out just as soon as we can.
Robertson says 215 more employees will return to work December 14th.
Phase 3 employees are based out of our distribution centers, and they're responsible for getting the products to the store locations, store shelves. So most of those are driver salesmen, route merchandisers, some shipping and administrative people.
The start of the third of five phases of Bluebell's comeback from listeria contamination means the return of 915 of 1,400 furloughed employees, including 70 in Brenham. 27 of 50 distribution centers will be back in operations. There are no plans at this time to reopen 12 more centers that were closed. Twin brothers from Bryan who work around the country as the party DJ team called Foreign Twins are back in jail on drug charges. 22-year-olds Sean and Dushon Butler are being held on bonds of $250,000 each. That's after Bryan police took trash bags set outside the Butler's home for pickup and discovered trace amounts of ecstasy and marijuana stems. Undercover officers were outside the home on Venice near Old Reliance Road last Wednesday. That follows two visits to their home on Brookside earlier this year when police seized ecstasy, cocaine, prescription drugs, mushrooms, and more than $9,000 cash. According to their arrest reports, the brothers told police they sold and distributed drugs. Investigators at the local, state, and national level believe the activity included when they hosted rave parties. Brenham police have announced a third arrest in last year's fatal shooting of a Blinn College student. A 16-year-old becomes the second juvenile, along with an 18-year-old, who were charged with capital murder in the slaying of Trey Allen Kurtz of Houston. Authorities have not released a motive. An investigation into a suicide at a Waco jail has resulted in the arrest of three correctional officers for allegedly changing documents to make it appear they conducted headcounts. The Waco Tribune-Herald reports that 25-year-old Michael Angelo Martinez was found unresponsive in his single-person cell the morning of November 1st. According to affidavits, surveillance video shows that the suspects did not conduct mandatory checks on inmates. Officials are investigating Martinez's death as a suicide by asphyxia. McLennan County received the notice of noncompliance from the state jail commission because inmates known to be mentally ill or suicidal weren't visited every 30 minutes. It was unclear if the notice was related to Martinez's death. WTAW News Time is 6:37 at 64 degrees. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Show me a sign. Build me a banner. CC Creations is known for full-color indoor and outdoor signs, banners, vehicle wraps, and graphics. Wall wraps, too, of all sizes, shapes, and colors. The experienced staff of custom designers at CC Creations will amaze you with their creativity and productivity. If your business, event, church, or school needs that added punch of excitement, custom-made especially for you, shop CC Creations. From temporary to permanent signage needs, CC Creations is your trusted sign source. CCCreationsUSA.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-399. Twin City Coffee Service.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on two-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurian total equipment coverage as of April 10th, 2015.
Getting a new Galaxy iPhone or other smartphone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting your new smartphone is a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of those big cell phone companies, you're paying way too much. I'm Steve Abernethy, and I founded Square Trade to give you a better choice. Phone insurance from Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carriers can cost you as much as $11 every month, plus up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade phone protection is less than $5 a month, with a much lower deductible. We can save you over $240. And switching to SquareTrade is easy. Even if you're locked into a two-year phone contract with Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carrier, you can cancel their phone insurance anytime. We'll even show you how.
Switch to SquareTrade now and save over $240. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade!
Looking for a place with unique atmosphere and wine on tap? Join us at the Wine Bar at Messinahoff Winery for all this and more. Come by this Friday and experience a moonlit tour. The Wine Bar at Messinahoff Winery. Find us on Facebook or at messinahoff.com.
Good morning, it's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981. Two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
A developing storm system in the central part of the country will help draw moisture northward. We'll have clouds today. Some showers and thunderstorms will pop up as the day goes on, 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for tonight, 60 to 65. A few of those storms may be strong. Showers and thunderstorms end tomorrow. Turns partly cloudy. It's cooler, 65. We'll have sunshine throughout the day on Wednesday. Highs on Wednesday are going to be up close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They finished out their careers with here at Kyle Field with a win.
And that was really all they needed against Western Carolina. That's Coach Sumlin. Following the game, we'll have more on Aggie football, the high school playoffs. Moving forward, three Brazos Valley, actually a few more than three Brazos Valley teams headed into the second round of the playoffs. All that and more coming up in sports here in about 10 minutes.
Shocking news, we found someone who is employed by Barack Obama who's actually used the word terrorists.
Whoa.
Yeah.
In reference to what, though?
An anonymous person? Yes. No. Oh. In reference to what happened over the weekend. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes actually used the T word.
We absolutely agree that this was an act of war by ISIL. Anytime you have this type of indiscriminate targeting of innocent civilians, we see that as an act of war by a terrorist group.
Ah, but you see, there's one little letter difference there. The Obama administration calls it ISIL. Everybody else calls it ISIS. But the Obama administration hopes that if you hear it long enough, you'll fall into that, too, and you'll say ISIL.
What's the difference?
I'm glad
Syria
you asked.
Versus Levant.
That's exactly what it
okay,
is.
Okay, but what's the difference?
Levant is an area that includes more than Syria.
Mm-hmm.
They do not want to be absolutely laser-pointed on Syria. God forbid that we would offend them. Oh, no, that's not what it is. It's all those people would be coming from what country? Those refugees, those
Syria?
10,000 refugees that
the Syrian
that Barack Hussein Obama wants to bring over here? Yes, they're from Syria. That would be the S, the second S in ISIS. Again, Ben Rhodes.
We're still planning to take in Syrian refugees. We have very robust vetting procedures for those refugees.
Uh-huh.
It involves our intelligence community, our National Counterterrorism Center, extensive interviews, vetting them against all the available information.
Available information! Because they're telling us they're just going to be women and children they're bringing over here. No children ever grow up to be terrorists, I'm just saying. That's Ben Rhodes. He's the one who gets pushed out there to talk to the media. He continues.
Our determination is there's not a specific credible threat to the homeland at this time, but we're going to be very vigilant because we know ISIL has the aspirations to attack the United States as
really?
Well as our European and other allies and partners.
Gosh. Mike McCall yesterday, he's the Republican chairman of House Homeland Security on Meet the Press, said there are gaping holes within U.S. defenses, making the nation vulnerable to attacks. Yeah, we know that.
Until they address the Muslim piety, it won't matter.
Well, you can't be doing that.
I just said Muslim piety. Come stop me.
These are women and children, orphans of this war. I think we need to go along with our allies and provide them a safe haven.
That, by all intents and purposes, from what I heard, are 18 to 24 years old and of military service age and men.
Yeah. There's some of
that ain't women and children.
It was really interesting on Friday to hear two people talking about the same thing but using two different words. You mentioned the ISIL-ISIS difference, and President Obama was sitting down with George Stephanopoulos.
Uh-huh.
And
on all of us.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah.
President Obama said ISIL, and Stephanopoulos said ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd never said, hey, let me correct you. It was just, we know we're talking about the same thing, but we're going to use different terminology.
Yeah, go back. I mean, you can go back a couple of years now to the Chuck Todd, who's on NBC, did the exact same thing. He's saying ISIS. The president says ISIL. In his next question, he says ISIS. And again, this is a little game that the president plays. Now, the president's answer was accurate in what he said, that ISIS has been contained on the ground in an area in Syria. So he is correct about that.
The size of a quarter.
Right. But again, obviously, when the attacks happen literally hours after that,
the optics are very bad.
It is. Makes him look stupid? How's that?
Okay.
Makes him look disconnected.
Oh, don't worry. There's plenty of goaltending going on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he is correct, and his supporters really latched onto that part. No. Exactly correct the way he phrased it.
Yes, he is, the way he phrased it. But again, that is a laser point right there. That is a thin slice.
And 70 to 80% of people are just going to see, they're contained. Oops, no, they're not.
Yep, yeah, they're not.
But when's the last time you said Vive la France?
Yeah.
And then looked and went, they're sending bombers.
They did, as a matter of fact.
They unloaded on them.
They did. They went into an encampment called Raqqa, which has been fairly well known as being a place that was an Islamic, I mean, the self-proclaimed capital of the Islamic State. Pre-dawn raid this morning. Over in Paris, it's about 2 o'clock this afternoon, so that happened a few hours ago. Right now, they're reporting a total of 23 people have been arrested, dozens of weapons seized in a series of raids that suspected Islamist militants across France, according to officials. The crackdown follows multiple attacks on bars and restaurants, as we know. The death toll right now stands at 129. There are 99 that are critically injured, so that certainly will go up. The other thing that you need to know about is Molenbeek. Do you know about Molenbeek?
No. Okay. Don't even know how to spell it.
Well, okay. It's M-O-L-E-N-B-E-E-K.
Ooh, love spelling
on the radio. Yes. New York Times calls it a violence-prone, impoverished section of Belgium, mostly populated by immigrants from the Arab world. Get this. One of the attackers in January's assault on the Jewish supermarket in Paris believed to have bought his weapons there. A Moroccan who was overwhelmed by Americans on the high-speed train to Paris, also believed to have lived there.
Ooh.
A Frenchman who killed 4 people at a Jewish museum in Belgium last year lived there as well. The Prime Minister of Belgium has said Molenbeek, the link is, quote, a gigantic problem. So a lot of these folks are over there. I know. I just want to be able to go to the mall. Leave me alone. And the Democrats had a little debate over the weekend, in case you missed it.
And I think a lot did.
And a lot of people did.
Whoa.
Yes, they did.
Schedule. Let's see. We got college football, right?
Yeah.
And everything else that's going on.
Excuse me. They're liberal Democrats. They don't know about that kind of stuff. They don't even know how to make a fist. Anyway, how many people watched?
7.
Yeah. It was like 5.8 million or something.
Oh, was it even that?
Yeah. No,
8.5
million. Compared to 15.3 for the Republicans, just saying, the most recent Republicans. Nobody cared. I mean, I do have to say that both of them did kind of back away from the president. They pulled away from him, saying that, you know, we need to be a little more belligerent.
But would not
situation.
Say Islamic terrorists.
Oh, no.
Nobody would.
Oh, we're not going to do
that. Oh,
they
got pretty close.
They did.
They said climate change is what's causing the terrorists to rise up. An increase in terrorism. That would be Bernie Sanders.
Saw a cartoon.
Somebody needs to punch him in the neck.
Saw a cartoon over the weekend of the president on the phone going, Francois, just wanted to make sure you'll be at the climate change conference because, after all, that is the biggest threat we have in the world.
I was on Drudge Report.
Yeah.
Just as the France thing was starting to break Friday afternoon / evening, and still on the headline was Al Gore was going to start his 24-hour news feed from the base of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, he suspended that puppy.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Yeah. Takes a wide shot to get him, doesn't it?
Oh!
It'll be getting dark earlier this month, so you'll need to get to Rattler's earlier to take advantage of these super November specials. Grab a couple of Mrs. Baird's delicious pies for breakfast, 2 for only $2, with your registered Rattler's reward card. Stop by and get a midday energy boost with a 2.85-ounce bag of Jack Link's jerky, buy one, get one free. On the way home from a hard day's work, pick up any 18-pack of beer from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $15.99. Rattler's. Friendly, clean, Texan.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 21st, it's new products for range and pasture use. Products and labels continually change, and there are changes ahead for 2016. Come learn what's available and how to use them this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
What happens to our majestic shade trees while we're busy building new houses beside and beneath them can be absolutely heartbreaking. Roots are cut or covered, trunks are gouged, bruised or broken. The trees are left to suffer. Worst of all, we're often totally unaware of any problems until it's too late to step to the tree's rescue. Trees deserve special care. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. Texas native trees are some of our most valuable natural resources. In the interest of saving your trees, let's outline some of the steps you can take to protect them. Begin with a serious talk with the builder. Explain the importance of the trees to your property and make a list of the steps you expect him to follow to protect that investment. Insist that no trucks or other construction equipment be allowed within the drip lines of your trees unless you give specific permission. Soil compaction from the weight of the equipment can not only damage the tree's roots, but it can also make it very difficult to get grass, shrubs, or ground cover started later. Wrap old 2x4s loosely around the trunks to act as cushions against trucks and tractors backing into them. While trees can usually survive a blow in one specific spot, if the bark is damaged all the way around the trunk at any one height, you run the risk of losing the tree within a few months. That rough old lumber can absorb the blows and keep the tree healthy and prosperous. Do as little damage to the tree's root systems as you possibly can. Don't cut trenches for water and other utilities across the drip line of the tree where you would cut many roots, but instead come in from the outside, parallel to the growth of the roots. Think of your tree and its root system as an old-fashioned wooden wagon wheel with spokes. Position your soil cut so you'll cut as few of those spokes as you can. Most importantly, don't add fill soil around any shade tree, whether it's during construction or years later as you remodel your landscape. Most of any tree's roots are in the top foot of soil, and adding new soil over the roots can end up driving the oxygen out of the root zone. The tree's roots gradually die, and the tree goes downhill. Most species are very vulnerable. The truth is, removing 6 inches of soil from a large tree's root area will often do less damage than adding 2 inches. If you ever need to add soil to a small part of the root zone, try not to affect more than 20 or 25% of the root area. When there's no option but to add soil, you can build a well with a retaining wall to hold back the higher soil grade around the tree. It needs to be a good ways out from the trunk, though, and you really need to get a certified arborist on site to give you advice of where that retaining wall can be built. I'm Neil Sperry, and we're going to talk about winter tender loving care for your tropicals in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. We'll start you off with high school football. We'll start off in Class 5A in the Division II Bi-District Football Playoffs, where Reese Easterling unloaded early in the second half, hooking up with Chris Sinnott for a 65-yard touchdown as the College Station Cougars never looked back, thumping Hutto 38-6. B.J. Ross had a touchdown run and two in the air to lead Bryan past Maynard 31-21. The Consol Tigers earned their first postseason victory in 2 years as they beat Waco 35-20. And for the first time in 3 games, the Rattlers allowed a team to score, but not much. Navasota beat Western Columbia 52-16. Caldwell edged Columbus 28-21. Franklin popped Garrison 45-21. Crockett got by Lex 48-14. Newton ran over Buffalo 56-7 in the playoffs as we go forward. Sees Bryan versus Magnolia West Friday at 7. They'll play that one at Waller ISD. A&M Consolidated will take on Magnolia Thursday at 7, also at Waller. College Station will play North Forest Friday at 7 at Leonard George Stadium in Spring. Navasota heads to Conroe to take on Jasper Friday at 7. And to find more, all you have to do is go to brassesfootball.com. Aggie football started out slow against Western Carolina, going into the half only up by 7. Kyler Murray ended up with 191 yards and 3 touchdowns as A&M shook off that slow start and cruised past the Catamounts 41-17. Coach Sumlin said it was nice to get the win for the seniors.
They finished out their careers with here at Kyle Field with a win and have an opportunity to do some more good things with 2 conference games left. You know, we're going to have to continue to improve and bring our own energy to go on the road the next couple weeks with 2 teams that are playing that are good football teams. Obviously, Vandy they've been playing really, really good football, particularly defensively. And so we've got our own challenges, but I'm happy for these seniors to, you know, their last memory of running through the smoke here at Kyle Field and walking off that field victorious.
As Coach said, a trip to Nashville is in order next, and the Aggs will take on the Commodores at 6:30. Of course, all the action on WTAW. The Clemson Tigers remain the top team in the latest Associated Press college football poll. The Tigers received 34 first-place votes, while second-ranked Ohio State got 23. Number 3, Alabama, took 4. Oklahoma State is 4th, followed by Notre Dame, Iowa, Oklahoma, Florida, Michigan State, then Baylor. A&M Volleyball won its 10th consecutive match with a sweep of Mississippi State at their place. The Aggie victory, along with Kentucky's loss, means A&M takes over sole possession of first place in the SEC standings with a critical showdown against the Wildcats coming up at Reed Arena this Wednesday. Aggie soccer scored a 2-1 victory over the Washington Huskies in the NCAA Division I Women's Soccer Championship first-round action Friday at Ellis. With the win, the Aggies advance past to the first NCAA test for the 18th consecutive season. A&M returns to action Friday when they play number 8 North Carolina and the Tar Heels in the second-round contest. That game will actually be played at Clemson at 2:30. Stellar pitching for the Aggs propelled them to a doubleheader sweep of Sam Houston and the Bearcats at the Aggie Softball Complex. The ladies won 9-0 and 5-0. A&M finishes the fall campaign with a perfect 8-0 record, outscoring their opponents 104-3 with 6 shutouts. Next up, the Maroon and White series begins today. It's free to the public, and you can go to the Aggie Softball Complex to see it. A&M women's basketball had 5 players in double figures as the Aggies cruised to an 88-47 win over Southern. A&M returns to action Wednesday and a showdown with number 14, Duke. Tip-off for that one at Reed at 6 o'clock. Aggie men's basketball saw true freshman DJ Hogue score 20 points and a total of 6 players scored in double figures as the Aggs rolled to a 104-64 win over USC Upstate. The guys will host Southeastern Louisiana at 7 tonight. On now to the NFL, where the New England Patriots and Carolina Panthers kept their perfect season intact by winning yesterday. Dallas, however, lost 7 in a row. They fell to Tampa 10-6. Houston plays tonight in the Monday night game against undefeated Cincinnati. They'll start that one at 7:30. And we'll wrap it up in NASCAR, where Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Martin Truex have joined Jeff Gordon in the 4-man field for the final chase for the Sprint Cup Championship at Miami's Homestead Speedway next Sunday. Harvick finished second to winner Dale Earnhardt Jr. at Phoenix last night in a race that was delayed almost 7 hours due to rain and shortened to 218 laps. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and will ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Property experts at Selling Lifestyles, Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Just $3 a day could buy the average Texan health insurance. And with the fine for not having insurance increasing to almost $700 next year, it just doesn't make sense to put it off any longer. Go to InsureHealthTX.org. That's InsureHealthTX.org.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or go to Wilton's.com. All right, here we go. Starting out with a chance of showers at about 30%, going up to 60 before the day is over. 77 will be our high tonight, an 80% chance of showers and a low of 64. Wind shift, and tomorrow we will have rain, they're telling us, and some of it could be very heavy. Tomorrow night we'll clear up, and it'll be down to 47 degrees, and then we'll continue that, probably lower 70s and upper 40s for the balance of the week. 64 right now, it's 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Bryan. Go to RadioAgEland.com. You don't have to download an app. You can listen to us around the world.